This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Was Martha I spotted on the top of the climbing frame. She really has no fear, has she?
No, and it's absolutely terrifying.
To be fair, she looks like she's got it nailed. Look at her, Chris, overtaking everyone on her way down. She's Spider Girl.
Yeah. Anyway, hello.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Same to you. And thank you, Hannah.
What for?
For entertaining my mum and dad on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I had a really nice time. Seriously, I don't know what it says about me, but a night in with your mum and dad playing games and drinking Cremon was just what I needed. They're really lovely, your folks.
Yeah, they're all right.
And your dad was telling me yesterday about how he was found as a baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story.
He's a pretty amazing person.
Yeah, he is. 5 minutes, Martha.
What are you up to later?
Nothing. Why?
Oh, no, I just meant you were telling Martha you had to go. I just wondered... I was just making a conversation, badly.
Right. Well, Martha has plans. She's staying at Alice's. I'll probably fall asleep in front of the telly. Unless...
Unless what?
Well, we never went for that drink, did we?
No, we didn't.
Well, do you want to?
What, tonight?
Yeah. Well, I know it's short notice.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm free.
Great.
Were you thinking the Bull, or...?
Maybe not the Bull, just because, you know...
Yeah.
Felpersham? There's that new cocktail bar by the station.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
We could go in early, get some food, if you fancy.
That sounds good. Shall I book a taxi, pick you up, say, 5:45?
Perfect.
OK, see you later. Bye.
Kirsty. Oh, sorry, on the phone.
No, it's fine. She's gone.
Who?
Neo.
Oh, what, the Beaver's Back woman?
Yep.
Well, what does she say? I mean, does she think we could do it?
She was very positive, yeah.
Wow. Great, so...
So she wants to come and see the site.
Makes sense.
Tonight.
Tonight?
I know, I didn't like to say no. She was really up for it. Said we shouldn't waste any time.
Right, okay. So she's coming here. What time?
6.
A bit late?
Well, I don't think they operate office hours, Rex. It was all very covert. We're to go down to the woods.
The woods?
Find a quiet spot, then send her our location.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. Being with Martha really takes me back to when I was a kid. Things I'd totally forgotten about pop back into my head with terrifying clarity.
Like what?
Well, like, we were doing a big shop the other day, and I lost her.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, I'd let her look at the toys, and she turned the corner, but when I followed her, she wasn't there.
Where was she?
Well, she'd gone down the next aisle. I mean, it must have been 30 seconds tops, but it felt like hours. And when I found her, she was crying, she realised I wasn't there, she was inconsolable.
Oh.
I was comforting her, and suddenly I was 3 years old trying to find my mum at Borchester Market.
Oh, Chris.
I know. I remember standing by the cheese counter, reaching up for a hand and realising she wasn't there. I thought that was it. I'd never see her again. Didn't even know that that memory was in there, but seeing Martha in a state like that brought it all flooding back.
Sounds intense.
Yeah. Parenting, eh? It's an emotional roller coaster. Actually, life is, isn't it?
It can be. What were you like as a kid?
Oh, I don't know, really. What were you like?
Oh, desperate to get out into the world and have an adventure. Bit like your Martha, come to think.
Yeah, I don't know where she gets that from. I was quite cautious as a kid. I still am, really. Maybe it's because Mum and Dad worried about me so much when I was little.
Why did they worry about you?
I had to have quite a big operation when I was born.
What for?
I was born with a unilateral cleft palate.
Really?
Yeah, you can still see my scar, look.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not a big deal for me. I didn't know about it till years after, but I think it was for Mum and Dad, so they kind of wrapped me in cotton wool for a while after. Still do, to be honest.
It's understandable.
Yeah. Sorry.
What for?
I feel like I've just talked at you for ages.
Oh, yeah, actually, can you shut up about your serious childhood operation? It's really boring.
No, I didn't mean it to get so heavy.
It's fine, it's interesting.
Okay. Anyway, what are you having?
Um, Right. I've sent our location.
So, I suppose now we just wait.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's a bit much, all this?
What?
Oh, meeting under cover of darkness, sending her our coordinates and all that. I mean, surely we could have just met over a cup of tea in the office.
Well, I think she's right to be careful. You know, wild beaver releases are illegal.
I know.
Are you all right with that?
No, I'm not all right with it. No, no. The idea that we're breaking the law makes me extremely uncomfortable. But I think we should at least find out more about it, you know, see if it's an option.
Well, if we want beavers at Rewilding Ambridge, it might be our only option.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to force you if you don't want to do it. We have to be in agreement.
I know. I'm just nervous.
Look, let's just see what she says when she gets here. Hopefully everything will be clear after we've spoken to her.
What was that?
Neo, presumably. Rex, keep your torch low. Don't shine it in her face. Neo, we're over here by the brook.
Over there, near the log pile.
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
Isn't that Dr. Malik's son?
Yes. Khalil, what are you doing here?
I was just checking out your dormice boxes.
Oh.
I've never been down here before. It's amazing, isn't it? The sky's well pitch black. And, like, you can even see Orion's belt over there.
Okay, but I don't think you should be wandering around the woods on your own in the dark. And we're a bit busy right now, so...
Oh, yeah, so I hear. Waiting for your beaver woman.
Yes, we're about to have an important meeting and we really can't have anyone else here, so...
Is that because it's illegal?
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, wild release. That was what it was, wasn't it? So does that mean you get a load of beavers from somewhere else and just let them loose in Ambridge?
No, not in Ambridge, just in the woods.
Rex, don't tell him anything.
I think that ship sailed, don't you? He's heard it all from behind the log pile.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh. I didn't realise you two were like some kind of eco-warriors.
We aren't eco-warriors.
We're just trying to do what's right.
But why the undercover operation?
What?
The top secret mission in the woods.
It's complicated.
Well, go on.
We have to be discreet, because what we're doing is... controversial to some people, but it shouldn't be. All we want to do is to reintroduce beavers to the land.
Oh, to build dams and that?
Yes. See, beavers are a native species. The land needs them to reduce flooding, filter farmland pollution, and they have a massive impact on biodiversity.
Yeah, really? Well, that's good, no? Because biodiversity is dropping because of climate change.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we did it in geography.
Ah.
So what kind of creatures would the beavers bring in?
Oh, frogs, newts, dragonflies...
Heron, egret, green sandpiper.
Oh, that's wicked! Wait, so you bring back beavers and bam! All these other species follow on.
Yeah, and our contact is due any minute now and we really need to talk to her in private, so...
Well, can't I stay?
Not really.
Please, I won't mess it up. Honestly, I think what you're doing sounds great. I'm right behind you.
Well, thanks. We're glad you're on board. But I don't know what they'll think if someone else is here.
Just tell her I'm part of your crew. She won't know any different, will she?
Oh, we might not have much choice. I mean, she'll be here any minute.
Oh, go on then. But leave the talking to us, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the boss.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, that's got a real kick.
Mm-hmm. You can taste the tequila, can't you? I knew I should have stuck to beer.
You can't drink beer in a cocktail bar. Well, you can, but it's a bit boring.
Yeah.
What's that other flavour in there?
Bubblegum.
Yes, I knew I recognised it. Oh, that takes me back.
Takes me back to last week. Martha insisted on choosing bubblegum flavour ice cream. I knew she wouldn't like it, and I was right. So, of course, I let her swap. She had my delicious salted caramel cone, and I had her toxic-looking bubblegum one. Sorry.
What for?
I'm talking about Martha again.
It's fine. Honestly, I think Martha's great.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Because I think you're great.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
It was just, you surprised me. I didn't realise that was where you were going.
Didn't you?
Well, no. It's just, we were chatting about your daughter. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Let's just go back 30 seconds and forget it ever happened.
Maybe this was a bad idea.
What was?
Was having a drink. Or not a bad idea. I mean, it's been nice, but I don't know. I just don't feel like it's going to work.
Why not?
I just... Chris, I really like you. But I feel like you're not looking for a girlfriend. You're looking for a family. And maybe what you really want is the family you had. Martha and Alice.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't want to upset you.
No, you haven't. I'm not upset, but why would you think I want to be with Alice?
I don't know. Or maybe I'm wrong. How do you feel, really? Are you over Alice?
Well, I mean, we were together a long time, so I'll always have some feelings towards her. We went through a lot together, but...
Maybe feelings are a bit like memories. Sometimes we push them down because it's easier not to deal with them, but it doesn't mean they aren't there. Maybe you need to have a think about what it is you really want.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what to say.
That's okay. Shall I get us some beers? Seems a shame to go home so soon.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Hannah.
It's fine.
Oh, wow. Did you hear her? You could really do it. You could really bring Beavers to Ambridge.
Shh.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. What was that thing she said about elephants?
That putting beavers in a fenced enclosure here would basically be like caging elephants on the Serengeti.
Yeah, that was it. But she's right. Why put a fence around them when they used to live here anyway? Mm. They aren't going to do any harm, but they're going to do good.
He's right. She made it sound totally straightforward.
It is straightforward. She just said she can hook you up with some beavers, no problem. You just have to say the word. I thought you'd be buzzing.
We are. We're just...
cautious. Yeah. It's a big deal.
It is. Yeah. But Khalil's right. We can press go anytime we want.
So you're going to do it?
I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, talking to Neo made it seem like, well, we have to do this, don't we? It's like she said, the benefits far outweigh the risks.
Yep, I think they do.
Woo! Yeah! Go Real Winding Crew! So when do you get your beavers then?
Oh, I don't know. We need to sort all that out. But listen, Khalil, you can't breathe a word of this to anyone.
Mm, yeah, my lips are sealed.
Not Henry, not your friends at school.
No one.
Mm. Yeah, got it. Mm? Hey, maybe we need like a secret sign for when we see each other around the village. Like a special wave or a head nod, like this.
No, what we need is to remain extremely calm.
I am calm. Look at me.
Calmer than that.
Basically, Khalil, it would be really great if you never mentioned this again. Forget it ever happened.
Are you kidding me? This is the most exciting night of my life. I'm never going to forget a single moment of it.
Great.
But don't worry, I won't tell. Your secret's well safe with me.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to
speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.